You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Lectures, slides upon slides, stuck at your desk. That's old school. It's time for the modern MBA. Quantic is transforming online education with a world-class student network and interactive mobile-first programs that allow you to learn where and when you want. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. WHO reports record increase in new infections, a refugee camp is razed to protest pandemic conditions, and cases rise in 11 U.S. states. Here's what you should know. Sunday, the WHO reported the highest one-day rise in new coronavirus infections yet. Cases are increasing most rapidly in India, where there were 94,372 new infections reported Sunday, as well as in the U.S. and Brazil. Other countries that are seeing a resurgence include South Korea, Australia, and Israel, which is set to impose a second lockdown later this week. Moria, Europe's largest refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos, was burned to the ground last week by asylum seekers protesting the Greek government's response to coronavirus. After cases were detected earlier in September, officials quarantined the entire camp of about 4,000 children and 8,000 adults, rather than isolating only those infected and their close contacts. The decision, experts say, put thousands at risk of contracting COVID-19, including pregnant women and other vulnerable populations. In the U.S., COVID-19 cases are growing by 5% or more in 11 states spanning the country. Wisconsin hit a record high for average daily new cases, and Kansas and Montana hit record highs for new deaths in the last week. That said, the overall average of new cases across the country is down more than 15% compared to a week ago. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.